deep UGMRT observations of the ELAIS North 1 field, statistical properties of radio infrared relations up to $Z sim $2 by Akriti Sinha et al. Comprehending the radio infrared IR relations of the faint extragalactic radio sources is important for using radio emission as a tracer of star formation in high redshift Z star forming galaxies SFGs. Using deep UGMRT observations of the ELAIS N1 field in the 0.3 to minus 0.5 GHz range, we study the statistical properties of the radio IR relations and the variation of the back-quote Q parameter up to Z equals 2 after broadly classifying the faint sources as SFGs and AGN. We find the dust temperature to increase with Z. This gives rise to, measured at 24. To increase with Z as the peak of IR emission shifts towards shorter wavelengths, resulting in the largest scatter among different measures of Q parameters. Measured at 70, and QTIR using total IR, TIR, emission are largely unaffected by. We observe strong, nonlinear correlations between the radio luminosities at 0.4 and 1.4 GHz with 70 luminosity and TIR luminosity. To assess the possible role of the radio continuum spectrum in making the relations nonlinear, for the first time we study them at high Z using integrated radio luminosity, in the range 0.1 to minus 2 GHz. In SFGs, the relation remains nonlinear with a slope of 1.07 plus or minus 0.02, has a factor of 2 lower scatter compared to monochromatic radio luminosities, and decreases with Z as equals 2.27 plus or minus 0.03, 1 plus Z, caret minus 0.12 plus or minus 0.03. A redshift variation of Q is a natural consequence of non-linearity. We suggest that a redshift evolution of magnetic field strengths and or cosmic ray acceleration efficiency in high Z SFGs could give rise to non-linear radio, IR relations. This was deep UGMRT observations of the ELAIS North 1 field, statistical properties of radio infrared relations up to $Z, sim $2, by Akriti Sinha et al.